You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
This is MLB.com Extras, Cleveland Indians edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovich, joined by Jordan Bastian, live from Goodyear, Arizona. Beautiful Goodyear, Arizona. Jordan, early impressions of camp. What's been your favorite moment of camp besides seeing me when I rolled in there the other day?
Well, yeah, I would say actually your return to health has been pretty impressive here. I think that's the most interesting development here in Arizona. You're still writing columns from after an emergency appendectomy, but no,
yeah,
man,
it turns out the appendix was no part of my creative process. I was glad to figure that out.
But it's worked great. I think I don't know what you were on, but some of these things you've been writing have been awesome. No, it's been great out here. I think it's been interesting to see. Every year they try and tweak some workouts and things like that. And one thing they did early in camp that's been kind of fun is they've been doing this endurance workout. One time they did it with the pitchers. Today they did it with position players. And what it is, it's just simply a series of sprints, but players can tap out when they're too tired. And you kind of get to see which guys are in the best shape and which guys have that competitive will. And, you know, I think it was interesting for both of those to see kind of who were the last group of guys. Nick Hagedon won among the pitchers today. Francisco Lindor won among the position players and dove head first in through the finish. And, you know, some of these drills that they've been doing, it's like they've been trying to combine testing the players where they are as they get into camp, but also, I mean, really it's adding a competitive element and team bonding. And it's been kind of fun, a lot of laughs, a lot of good time, and kind of that was one interesting thing that's happened early in camp.
That's great, because it's one thing to say I'm in the best shape of my life. It's another thing to prove it. I like that. Put the
yeah,
words to
exactly.
The test. You know, I was only over at Indians camp for one day so far, but I would have to say it was quite a thrill to walk into the clubhouse and see Albert Bell standing there. You know, we dorkily got to hover around him for a minute and see how he's doing and get his thoughts on the current team and the old teams. What would you take away from that conversation?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably, in a way, almost cooler for guys like you and me to have something like that than some of these older writers that are around me. I mean, you and I are, like, we were kids growing up watching that.
Right.
You know, and so I think that it was a thrill to have him kind of just show up unannounced. It wasn't planned. As I think a few years ago when he came here, it was a little more prodding and a little more organized. This time he showed up on his own, which I think said something. And, you know, a lot of people know that the 1995 celebration anniversary is happening this summer in Cleveland, and the Indians are working on trying to make Albert come and be a part of that. So yeah. I think it was cool. It was cool to just kind of talk with him, you know, hear some stories, hear him complain about the war stat, and, you know, and talk about the Indians' need for a right-handed power bat, which he certainly provided a plenty back in the day. So that was a fun. That was a thrill for sure.
He also he made mention of specific mention of liking Nick Hagedon. I know Nick got a kick out of that when you told him that. But that
I went and told Nick, and he just kind of you could see him kind of just grin, and he just said, "Man, that's cool." I mean, it would be. I mean, again, like us, he remembers watching Albert Bell, and you know, Nick Hagedon to. Even to the average Indian fan, is not like one of the prominent names, but a guy of that stature, you know, struck fear in plenty of pitchers. To kind of single out Nick Hagedon, I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Hagedon, I mean, is it pretty much a given at this point that the Indians go into the year with the three lefties as they carried for a good portion of last year, Napinski and Hagedon and Kyle Crockett? They've even thrown Scott Downs and Bruce Chen into the roster mix as non-roster guys this spring. You feel pretty confident that'll be part of that roster on opening day?
Yeah, I think so. Hagedon, in his case specifically, he's out of options. And it's not like he's coming off a rough year either. I mean, he looked like he really turned a corner last year, had a ERA under 3, and, you know, sort of looked like he figured it out over the last few months. And then Kyle Crockett, who just zipped his way up the organizational ladder, you know, continued to impress in the big leagues. And then Mark Sochinski, who, you know, just got a nice salary through arbitration. So you know, you figure, barring any type of spring training setback, he's going to be in there again as one of the setup guys. And you know, I think what manager Terry Francona really liked doing late in the season was, you know, being able to use Zepchinski as a pure left-handed specialist, but then if he burned him in a game, he wasn't really limited in terms of the amount of lefties he had. He still had two arms there and two guys that he feels, you know, can get righties and lefties. Or if you're in a situation where Zep worked, you know, three games in a row, you know, maybe then you want to have him down for one game. You still had two options there. Or if two guys needed to rest, you still had one lefty option available. So, you know, as we know, Francona likes to have 48 relievers. And, you know, if he could have three lefties down there, I think he's going to do it, especially with the way it worked down the stretch. Talking to Zep the other day, he said he really liked it because, you know, he was really getting worked a lot early in the season. And then when Hagedon and Crockett came up, it really eased his workload as well and kind of helped his performance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a reality, barring, again, any unforeseen thing that happens here out in Arizona.
Yeah, sometimes the young guy with options, and in this case that's Crockett, gets the short end of the stick as far as, you know, the team taking advantage of that business perspective. And so that's why I wonder, when you bring in a Chen or a Downs, if those guys were to have a particularly strong camp and the organization felt like, well, we might as well get a look at this guy in April, you wonder if that might be a possibility.
Well, that's true. And that's, I mean, when they talk about building the opening day roster, one of the first things Francona says is, you know, they want to have the best team possible. And when he says that, he's not just meaning the major league team. He means the
right
depth of options as well. And so you're right. You know, maybe if a guy like Downs has a good camp, performs well, you know, we've seen plenty of times in recent years, especially, you know, those non-roster guys getting that benefit of the doubt, veteran guys getting that roster spot. And, you know, and then you explain to a Kyle Crockett that, hey, man, you know, you're the first guy up if something happens. You know, and I could see that potentially being a situation because Downs is already getting some high remarks from people just from being around him and finding out what type of veteran he is and what he brings to the team. And, you know, we'll see what he can bring on the mound this spring. He's shaky the last year or two, but definitely has made a career of being a lefty specialist.
Are you saying Downs has upside?
He's got clubhouse presence, and we know the Indians love that.
Speaking of presence, how about Trevor Bauer's drone flying overhead there for a minute in Goodyear? And then it was grounded by MLB, is that correct?
Yeah, and you know, I'm talking to Trevor recently. He said he totally understands it. He's obviously had fun with it on Twitter with some of these memes he's put out, and he's been tweeting at MLB about asking if the rule can be maybe renamed in his honor. But the thing that Trevor said, why he understands it, is setting this precedent where potentially a fan could bring a drone to one of these complexes and try and get some photos, you know, while the guys are working out or things like that, and you know, which would potentially put other fans or players at risk. So Trevor kind of understands that there's a lot of empty plots around here where he can fly that thing without putting it over the complex. And you know, so he had his fun on Twitter, and I mean, it was cool. I mean, he spent a lot of time over the winter, you know, ordering those parts and building it from scratch himself.
Pretty cool.
You know, had to redesign it a few times, and it's one of the more fun stories we've had in camp for a while.
Yeah, I mean, well, you could fly that thing over Glendale and Surprise, get some intel on the AL Central competition. But yeah,
we
asked
like
you
him said, if he was
going
to hover it over himself while he was pitching so he could analyze his mechanics from a bird's eye view.
There you go.
You know, he said that wasn't part of the plans.
I wouldn't put it past him. That could work out for him. All right, so Francisco Lindor won the endurance test. That means Michael Bourne did not win the endurance test, but I know he was working with Leroy Burrell, a former Olympian speedster.
Mm-hmm.
This winter, having talked to Borney and people around him, what's your sense of where he's at physically and his ability to impact the team on the base pass this year?
Well, he was the last man standing of the big league ball players in the endurance test, so he's got that going for him. And he was the guy that Francona actually picked for the race. I think it was good. I think what he talked about, the reason he hooked up with the track coach a very well-known track coach, Olympian, as you mentioned, was to focus on his form. He felt that because that hamstring had become so problematic at the end of 2013 and obviously throughout last year, you know, he wanted to focus on trying to find better running mechanics to kind of alleviate some strain, you know, on that hamstring. And, you know, he said it was, you know, one of the, you know, probably one of the hardest he's worked over an off season, you know, in his career, you know, hooking up with the track coach and doing that. It's kind of an interesting thing. I mean, this guy never comes to spring training out of shape, but he kind of did something different and realized that, you know, like a lot of these guys talking to Rayburn, talking to Murphy, they realize it, talking to Swisher too, you know, as they get older, you know, they have to learn better how to do the maintenance and not just the training, but the maintenance and, you know, doing that extra work that they didn't necessarily have to do when they were younger. You know, Bourne said when he was young, he could just roll out of bed, you know, stretch a little bit and be ready to go to the ballpark and play. And that's certainly not the case now. So I think it was good to see him kind of take that proactive approach in the winter, something that you don't maybe see a lot of veteran guys do, you know, at this stage of their career. So I think the Indians were impressed by that.
Well, I know how he feels. I'm about the same age as those guys, and now a post-appendectomy, I feel like I'm not at my old fighting shape either, but what can you do?
What can you do, Bastion?
I got a bad shoulder, bad foot. You know, we're all breaking down.
Man, we are falling apart here on the MLB.com beat. I want to thank Jordan for joining us as usual. I want to thank you all for tuning in as usual. This has been MLB.com Extras, Cleveland Indians edition.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.